Blog Talk Radio.
G Swiss, talk in Central New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, Shorty. No, I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back. Do what you do, you know how I like that. When I leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together. So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasured. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby. But I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing.
I
got you on my mind all the time. I know
the
hate is going, they can't think about it. They don't want to see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you, don't want to see you cry. Last thing I want to see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back, I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
then
back.
I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. She Swift said it best. I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you. When you're down and don't know what to do, just go ahead and take my hand. I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say. Just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got.
Nine,
two, look at this and laugh.
It's
just like I told you, I came
right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Then I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
You've reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. You are satisfied with your message. Press 1 to listen to your message.
You know I'm coming back to you.
Hello?
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. You have reached the maximum time permitted to record and re-record. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, are you
press
still there?
3.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message,
are you still
press
there?
1. You have
listen
reached
to your
the
message,
maximum time permitted
2.
For recording your
and
re-record. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hey, this is DJ Black Caesar, your host right here. Got my girl Vienna on the phone. Vienna, are you there? Okay, she's not there. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me call her back up and get her on the phone lines. Let's get this thing rolling. Okay, we're dialing the number. We're going through right now. Hold on for a second. Let's see how
you have
how
reached the voicemail box of 347-264-2430.
Okay. Vienna, are you there? Anne, are you there? Okay, somebody's there because I'm looking at it. 347, what's up? Okay. Let's see. 1. Let's see what's going on here. Problems, some technical difficulties. We're going to wrap this up in a minute. Let's see. That phone call was failed. Well, I'm trying to figure this one out. Let me play a song real quick.
Strange
Caesar here, guys. The DJ Black Caesar and the Vienna Show. We're going to start up right now. What's up, Vienna? Are you there?
I'm here, big baby. How are you doing today, Steve?
Hey, you know what, girl? Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. Hey, what's
going on?
Stuff was going crazy, but we got it situated now. I'm glad we got it situated. What's up with you, girl?
Girl, honey, same thing, different day. It's been a crazy day. You know how I get down. What's up with you? How was your day today?
Hey, my day has been crazy mad with everything going on. I've been cleaning up the restroom, you know, and I was trying to get the restroom clean, and I thought I had it clean, but my dad came over, and he looked at it, and he was like, did you even go in here? And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? I went in and scrubbed it from head to toe, man, so what is he talking about? Anyway,
let me find out you know how to clean. Let me find out you know how to clean restrooms. You want to clean my restroom? Because I need my restroom cleaned.
Hey, look, I just said that my dad told me it wasn't clean. He was like, oh, this restroom still looks like a mess, man. It looks like you did something in here. Like you might have died in here, so I don't know what he's talking about. I cleaned it up with bleach, man. That's what I did. I got on my hands and knees and cleaned it up with bleach. But anyway...
I used to do that years ago with the bleach thing. But, I mean, doesn't the fumes get to you, though?
Yeah, they get to me a little bit, but I always come out to take a breather. I don't just clean up, I don't go in there at 1 hour and start cleaning for the whole hour. I come out and breathe a little bit, you know? That's how I do my thing.
I hear that. Well, you know, we got a good show today.
Yes, I hope so. We got Vern that was supposed to be in here. And I couldn't get a hold of him. I don't know what the deal was, but I couldn't get a hold of him. So we got Palm in the house. Young Palm, you guys don't know her, but you're going to know her before the night is over. Young Palm, are you there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. What's good?
What's good with you? What's good, girl? Tonight is your night, baby. We're going to get down with you. Me and Vianna are going to ask you some questions, and we're going to play some music. We're going to let the audience get to know you a little bit, man. That's how we get down around here at the Black Caesar and Vianna Show. That's how we do it. So we're glad to have you aboard tonight, girl.
I'm glad to be a part of it. Thanks for having me.
Cool.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, anyway, this is how Vianna would ran it down. She was like, Caesar, I don't have a bio. I don't know much about her. So I'm like, okay. So I've been on you all day, Palm. Mm-hmm. I've been had to get the music from you. I had some music already, but, you know, that's a different style. I got something new going on. This is a new show. This is brand spanking new. So we're doing this right now with Blog Talk, and we're doing it with the Blog Talk family. Nation Billet, what's up, Nation Billet? I know you guys are out there listening in. Huh? What's up? What's up? What you say?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, we're going to get down to some business with Young Palm, but, you know, we're going to do that in a minute or two. But right now, I'm going to get into another song. This song right here is GT Shotted. This is this artist right here. She's the manager for VGT, and this guy is doing a lot of big things. He used to be with the Wu-Tang Clan. Now he's doing his own thing. He has Shotted Records, and if you guys want to get down, check him out. That's how it goes down.
Everybody wants to be a shotter, but they go only be one shotter. Watch out, me about deal with them kids. Watch out.
This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. Just like a city cat, and that's cut off his minutes in a bucket like that. I didn't be living in baby misery. Still live with his mom, the with his granny. Short fall in the mud, who's taking me in the night. Then put us in the river, now go to my sight. Come in the bad man, they call me Jesus. Anyone forget, they must be crazy. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you live for DJ, you better back up and run. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you live for DJ, you better back up. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. Baby, stop, it's a lady that is sexy to me. I will still use protection from the HIV.
better with a sexy body. Most the killers have a man, yes, I like a body. Put you back to the wrong kids, they change you see. It's a poor veteran, she bums in 90. Most of the ones get in the peace. I will get a machete and chop off his teeth. But this is not dope, my don't call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. But this is not no game, I don't call me if it's fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here before. I you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here before. I you little DJ, you better back up and run. Because me have a leaper, and she have a leaper, who's it? Who would done murder, you'll be able to see your family. No matter it's a man, no matter it's a lady. It don't matter if you're white or you're black or tan. Because we big in the town, we big in the country. Anything concept, they must be crazy. It's a big in the dump, we big in the party. I'm a real gunman in the whole world, you see. This is not dope, my don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. And this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run.
I show y'all that I'll pack up and leave the PSD. A number one top shot, a DJ shot, I deal with them kids. Even your kid though,
get down,
your man though. But this is my tone. So you know you're definitely not gonna be around. Yes, a number one DJ shot, I'm on fire with PSD.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that. Yeah, that yeah. Dadas, man. That's a great song. Hey, Vianna, can you tell us something about that song?
What happened to you?
I said, can you tell us a little bit about that song? Because you're dealing with the artist. So can you tell us a little bit about that song right there?
Well, that song is, you know, it's called No Game, and it's basically about taking over the whole entire music game, the whole entire industry. And, okay. Yeah, you know, he's a, you know, that's one of my favorite songs, actually. We're actually coming out with a new single that's featuring Greg Hill of the Delphonics. It's called Girl
yes.
We Know. And as soon as I decide what date we're going to release it, we're going to play it here first because it's hot. It's hot.
That's what you heard that? The first ones to play that song by GT Stylus. Hey, I like that song. I like the song we got right now, No Game. That's a great song. Oh, wow, man, this guy is on fire. Hey, we're going to make a lot of money. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's another show. I'm sorry. hey, check it out. This is the way we're going to play it out right now. We're going to let Young Palm come to the mic. Young Palm, are you still there?
I'm still here with you.
Okay, look, Young Palm, we're going to come at you like this. I'm going to let my girl, Vianna, come at you first, and then I'm going to come at you secondly. We're going to be back and forth asking you a few questions about your career, what you're doing, who you're doing it with, what are you looking for in the future, because I already know you. I know what you are. I know what you've done. I know everything about you as far as your music. So I'm going to let Vianna get to know you a little bit. She's going to ask you a couple questions. You're not scared because you've been on the shows before. I think, didn't we do an interview?
Yeah, we did one before.
Right, I thought so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know so basically I'm going to let her take control of the situation and get down a little bit. But first, I have my girl on the phone for Nation Billing, Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget? Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, good evening, Gidget.
Good evening, Sugar. How are you, darling? Y'all have to excuse me. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. And welcome to the radio show, and I want to get the name right. Is it Palm?
Yes, Palm.
Okay. Hey, what's happening? I'm looking forward to listening to some of your music tonight. And
she's on fire, baby. She's hot. She's on fire, baby. I'm telling you. This girl right here, she could shut down the whole East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and the North, man. She could shut it down. She got a lot of hot music out there.
I appreciate that. I'm going to listen to it. DJ Black Pizza, how you doing, Sugar?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's been a very interesting day for me. I've I've had phone call after phone call after phone call, but I'm still on my grind doing what I do best. You know, I'm still controlling the situation, making stuff happen. I'm still doing that. Hey, what we need to do, we need to get together after the show and talk about what we talked about last night a little bit. I'm going to bring it to the table and let you guys know what I got going on. But first of all, we're going to get into it with Young Palm. Young Palm, I'm going to let Vienna take it away, baby. It's all yours, Vienna.
What's up, Palm? How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing?
Doing good. Let me ask you a question, Palm. Where did that name originate? How did you get that name, Palm, and where does that come from?
P-O-M-E stands for, when I first came up with it, I needed a name to suit me, basically, to basically describe me and how I, you know what I'm saying, where I came from. So it stands for product of my environment. But if you check out the mixtape right now, it kind of switched a little bit. The new mixtape is titled Power, Opportunity, Money, and Emotion. So I kind of, you know what I'm saying, it kind of stands for both because you're a product of where you come from, but at the same time, you can always accumulate powers, you know what I'm saying, make your own opportunities, get your own money, and everybody has emotions. So that's kind of where the name came from.
That's hot. And it's original and it's creative. I like that. I like that because you normally don't hear stuff. You know, originality is very, you know, it's very unique. And I guess that's what makes you such a very unique individual.
Yes.
And really having a unique name, that's what makes you stand out amongst everyone.
Yeah, I try to stand apart from everybody. I really don't listen to a lot of industry artists because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, my music to sound like anybody else. I want my music to stand by itself and, you know, to make a name for itself. So.
Definitely. So what makes you different from everyone else?
A lot of people like to be out here talking about, like, cars, the jewelry, you know what I'm saying, the greater things about, you know what I'm saying, what they see within the industry and things like that. I'm totally opposite. What I write about is my life experience. So if you really want to know all about me and who Palm is, you just listen to my music because I give you a piece of me in every single song that I give you. So.
And you were born in India, so you have that Indian culture. Now, do you rap in Indian, too?
No, I was born in Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Oh, okay. No, it's a,
Indiana.
My bad.
I gotta say something.
What's your nationality? Now I'm curious. What's your nationality?
I was listening to you. I'm like, damn, you're born in Indiana. I thought you were born in Indiana.
Nah, I was born in the Midwest.
You were born in the Midwest. Okay. Yeah, but what's your culture number?
If you really want to get technical and into it, it's German, Indian, Puerto Rican, and Black.
Oh, wow. So now, do you speak any other languages other than English?
I mean, keep it real, I can cuss a little bit in Spanish, but that's about it.
<Don't we all?
laughs> Yeah, that's about it.
That's how you do
it. Yeah, that's how we get it in.
That's right. That's the way we get down, shoot. All right, now explain to me as far as with your albums. I'm looking at your bio now that I can pull it up. I'm looking at the bio, and you know, you have mixtapes. You have your when you write, where do you get your influence from? Like, you know how sometimes like you have like a special spot where you could go ahead and, you know, and start writing and you get inspired. Like mine, for instance, would be the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. It would be the bathroom as I'm taking a shower, you know, I start getting inspired. Now, where would your inspiration be?
Basically just being out and seeing things. Like I can take a drive, like if I got a lot on my mind, I can just take a drive and see different things within the city and things like that, and maybe something that I see may intrigue me to write about a certain situation that I'm going through or that I have been through that, you know what I'm saying, I'm necessarily seeing somebody go through at that time. So sometimes that's where my inspiration comes from, just basically my surroundings and where I'm at that period in time with my thoughts.
True. And relationships also have a lot to do with it, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, relationships, his family problems, money problems, like music problems, haters, everything is pretty much answered right now.
Yeah, basically. So out of all the songs that you have written, which one is the one that most influenced you, that really, you know, that you took to heart with?
A song that I had is called Have More Time. I wrote it about my father, because we really didn't have a really good relationship. We didn't speak or anything like that, and he wasn't there growing, like, for me as a child. So what I basically did is I told a story about it, because a lot of people wondered why I never spoke about my father. I always spoke about my mother. So I gave him the song, and they pretty much got the insight on what the situation was. So I would have to say Have More Time. It's the most personal.
Now, do you feel after you wrote that song, you felt more alleviated?
Yeah, because after I actually wrote the song, me and my father started talking after that. So I wrote another song on the mixtape that's out now. It's called My Life. And I basically just told him that I forgave him for all the situations that happened. I can't necessarily forget him, but I forgive him for him. So I don't never hold no grudges or no qualms with him anymore. So we just kind of moved a little bit forward and taking step by step.
I hear that. Well, I'm dying to hear one of your songs, baby girl. I need to hear one of your songs. Cesar, you keep to play me one of her songs. I want to hear these lyrics.
Yes, that's that crack music, as I call it.
That's that crack music?
That's that crack music.
Let me find out. You're going to get me fiending now.
Nah, I keep fiending wanting more. That's why I call it crack music.
Yeah.
Well, look, guys, I'm not going to play a song right now. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give you a song right now. I'm not going to give the world a song right now. I'm going to let you guys fiend for a little bit. I'm going to let you talk. Bit more, Vienna, because we just got started. You can't get a song that quickly, man. We don't get down like that.
Well, I want to hear it.
You want to hear a song? Hold on for a second. I'll give you a song. You want to hear a song? I'll give you a song. Hold on for a second. Hold on.
All right.
I'm going to give you a song right now.
All right.
Rocko.
Motivator, and it turned around.
You guys want to hear a song? That was a song for you, man. I'm sorry. I couldn't get your palm song right now.
I'm good. It's all right. I'm gonna get you for that one.
Okay. You're gonna do it like that. You're gonna sound out, say it like that. I'm gonna go ahead and play you. This one of Tom's songs right here. I'm gonna let Tom introduce the song. Tom Above the Sky by Young Tom. Hey Tom, you don't mind introducing the song. Can you talk a little bit about it? What the song is about before we get it started?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry. I couldn't really hear you.
This song right here is Above the Sky. It's by you. So can you tell us a little bit about it? Like what got you crunked up to do this song?
Basically what it is, it features my man Syfe, a.k.a. El Daddio, from New York. The song itself is actually on my mixtape and his mixtape. That's his mixtape is hosted by DJ Coco Chanel from Hot 97.
Okay.
Basically what the name of it, about the song is, you're trying to just be on your grind, you know, the sky's the limit.
Okay.
You never stop in what you're doing. You always are continuing, no matter. There's always going to be people that bring you down and things like that, but you always have to surpass what they're trying to, you know what I'm saying? What they're trying to do to you. So that's basically what the song is about. You're above the sky. The sky's the limit, and you're above it. So.
Cool.
And what's the name of the song?
Above the Sky.
Featuring Sight.
Above the Sky.
Sight.
Are you ready, Vanna? You ready to hear?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
I'm ready for you, baby. I'm playing this song for you. This is your theme song right here, girl.
Let's see.
Got it now.
Wow. That was nice. I like that song right there. That was on fire.
Caliente, girl. Caliente. I am feeling that, mom.
Hey,
Kendra, are you still there?
Yes, please. I'm still here. I'm trying to hang on to what little voice I got, but I will say that I was sitting up here rocking to that beat.
You know that's right. You know that's right.
That's all I wanted to know, girl. That's all I wanted to know. I'm glad you were rocking to it. That sounded real good. That joint right there was real nice.
do your thing, because I need to hear this.
All right. Y'all ready?
Ready. Randy, right. Are you ready?
say they do music, but they don't want to perfect their craft. So
basically you have a lot of artists out here just doing music. It's not they don't feel what they write about or what they spit about. They just spit depending on what the next person's spitting about. So.
Hey Palm, I was reading that most of your songs you write, you're writing about real life experiences. Can you indulge us and tell us what you mean by that? I mean, some of the songs you write, have you done the things you're talking about?
Yeah, everything that you hear, like I say, every time you hear music from me, it's a piece of me. It's always my experiences. So
wow.
every single aspect is me. So if you want to know, like I said before, if you want to know all about Poem, just listen to the music.
Right. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, man. Like your style, man. You're like a laid back artist. You really don't get loud.
I'm laid back and very humble.
And that's good. And that's really good. That's very, very good. It's always good to stay humble and never forget where you come from. And once you blow it up, definitely never forget where you come from, sweetheart.
Never.
You know, and that's something
like
that a lot of artists forgot.
Yeah, just like I'm from Indiana, when I shot my first video, I actually drove 16 hours back to Indiana to shoot the video in Indiana. So the people that out there that support me, they can be a part of it too. So the first video was actually shot in Indiana.
I seen your first video. That was hot. The video is hot. If you guys haven't seen the video, she has a YouTube, I'm sure, but I don't know the address. She'll give it to you a little later on in the show. You guys get all her networks, websites, what she has going on online. We'll get all that out to you guys in just another hour to be on the station. So we got plenty of time for that. Hey, I got a question for you, Palm. Who do you look at in the future to basically do something with, or maybe do you have anything else other than music you would like to do? Would you like to do movies? Would you like to model? Or what's up with that? I mean, do you produce beats or what? Can you tell us a little bit more about what you got going on?
I would like to do movies. If the opportunity presented itself, I would definitely do that. As far as like the music and things like that, I kind of manage myself. So once I get to a certain point where I really want to be, I wouldn't mind taking on other artists and helping them out. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people sold me dreams along the way, so that's why I kind of just do everything myself now. So,
right.
Like that way, if I'm gonna sell a dream, I'm selling it to myself. So then it's a goal that I can set for myself and I can accomplish it. Ain't nobody gonna stand in the way of it. So, but if I can get in movies and the opportunity presents itself, sure, I wouldn't have no problem doing that. But my main focus is to get the music out there, and get where I need to be, and help other artists come up. So.
Right. Hey, if you guys got any questions out there, all you gotta do is push 1 on your phone for Palm. All you gotta do is push number 1, and I'll let you guys talk to her in a little bit. Right now, Palm, I got another question for you. I know you've been in the game for quite a while, and I know you've done a lot of stuff out there. I know you've done shows, and we've done some other things. You got some, you've done some songs with some very influential people. But can you tell me, like, what do you see for Palm in the future? What do you see for Palm, like, later on in life? What do you see? What kind of stuff do you see yourself doing?
I'm actually, in November, I actually graduate. I have a degree. I'm working on my degree right now. So,
well, what is your degree? What are you working on a degree in?
What kind of degree, Palm?
Business management.
Nice.
Okay.
And you need that in the industry.
Yeah, I kind of was, when I started school, I was going for criminal justice. I actually was going to go into forensics, and then I kind of, as I got more serious with it, I kind of thought about, could I use a forensics degree in music, which you really can't do that, so I kind of switched my degree and my major.
Unless you're going to laugh about it, that's something different.
Unless I'm going to make murderous music.
Figure that out, yeah. You know what? They do have, you got hip-hop police out there. That'd probably be something new for you.
That would be a new movement. That is a new movement right there.
Yeah, man, I can't be a part of the hip hop police. I'm trying to run from them. But
Hey, we all are. I've been running for decades.
I'm trying to use my degree and further like use it with music and see if I can further my music with it.
Cool. You gotta be smart.
Yeah, and it's always essential to have it too. It's always essential to have it because, like that, you know, you could you know, read and learn more about the contracts and everything else that goes along with the business management part of it, you know?
You got a point there. If you learn everything, Vienna has a point there. I'm all into that. That's what I basically did. I was like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. So what I did was I did a little bit of work on all of that. So I basically got the whole nine yards rolled up into one because, you know, I am who I am, and that's what I keep doing. I keep motivating myself to learn more about the game. And I'm pretty deep in the game now. I eat, sleep, and do everything with the game. So, you know, hey, man, I'm just happy to know you, Palm. I've been knowing Palm now for, how long has it been? 2 years, Palm?
It's been a while.
You've been with me from you started out on SDN Radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was probably about 2 years ago. I was with them doing their thing. And now with them anymore, but I'm kind of like debating on do I want to go back with them because they've been calling me up and asking me do I want to come back. So I'm kind of debating, but, you know, I still got music on there. I get your music on there. I get your music played anywhere, really, Palm. Thanks for those songs you sent me today. I'm going to send them to my DJ friends. I have a coalition that I work with also. I'm with Grimy Music DJs. I'm also with International Hip Hop. And I'm like the ringtone division. I'm the president of that. So I got a lot going on, Paul. Do you have any ringtone, Paul?
I'm actually working on that right now. So, trying to work on that. So
when you get your ringtone together, give me a call. Let me know when you get your ringtone together. And we'll start promoting that on the phones for you because that's what me and, you know, have you heard of DJ 8 Mile?
I've heard that name before, yeah.
Yeah, he's out of Detroit. He used to work with Eminem a lot. So I work with him. We kind of like work together hand in hand, and we'll get that ringtone to him so he can get it out there to the people that he works with. He works with a lot of big people, a lot of big names, and Gigi works with some big names also. So she can help us out, and Vienna can help us out because that's what we do. We like helping independent artists out. We like getting your music out. Everybody to hear it. We like making superstars out of you guys, man. So basically, that's what we're gonna do with you, Palm. You already know what's up with me. I'm gonna put you out there because that's what I do, and Vienna's gonna put you out there also. So that's what we're gonna tell you right now. But we're also gonna play another song by you. That one I'm gonna play is the Internet Gangsta by Palm. Have you got any features on that, Palm?
That's also with the guy that's on Above the Sky, Sykes, aka El Daddy.
Okay, is Brother Scott a Muslim?
You said what?
Is Brother Scott a Muslim? Because you call him Brother Scott.
No, Above the Sky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say Brother Scott.
No,
the
song Above the Sky.
It's been a long day, man. Give me a break. We're on Brother Scott and Palm. This is the song Internet Gangsta right here. Check it out.
Starbox music.
Young Palm, what's good, son? Sype, aka El Daddy-O. From VA to BK. Real recognized bell worldwide. If you fake, stay inside. Let's get it.
Gangsters, real rap. Niggas going in all over my new seat. These niggas choking.
walking on beats like they can't breathe. Fuck the dumb shit, nigga, I'm a new breed. I bring the Harvey with me, but believe it ain't Steve. And every time I drop it, all my real niggas listen. They pay attention, listen to the words that I'm spitting. I've seen niggas getting set up like they displayed. Watch the same niggas fall like they in a dizzy maze. Okay, same niggas wanna hate me. Then be the same niggas calling wanna date me. And every time you see me, I'm on my grizzly grind. You know that light shining, you know it's about the time. I got them going bananas when I hit the stage. You know they rushing in like they was in a rain. I never am a Drake, but do right and kill every chain. You can take away the beat, I do my acapella thing.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that. I already know she's hot, Vienna. I don't have to ask that question anymore. I already know she's hot. She's like one of those artists that you only see like in a blue moon. I mean, her music is on fire, man. I told you guys she's going to be on fire tonight. You guys didn't believe me, but you're here for yourself now. So I got a question for you, Palm. What do you plan on doing when you make all this money? What do you plan on doing with your money? What are you going to invest in? I mean, what's the first thing you'd do if I gave you, like, $50,000 right now? I told you, hey, Paul, here's $50,000. Go do whatever you want to do. What would you do with it?
Invest it back in my community, to be honest with you. Out here in VA, out here in VA, I drive a lot, and I see a lot of people out here that have the signs that are homeless, and they out here, you know what I'm saying, looking for work, or they're looking for food. So I would try to build something to where people ain't hungry, you know what I'm saying, or somewhere where they can get jobs and stuff like that. There's somewhere to invest it back in my community to help people out. That's basically what I really want to do. And take care of my family.
That's nice,
it's not.
That's
it's not
nice.
Even really about buying me things and stuff like that, because that'll eventually come. Just making sure my family's taken care of.
So, Paul, let me ask you something. Do you have any kids of your own, or
no? I do not have no kids. I want kids eventually, but right now with everything that's like going on with the music, I'm so focused on my music. Like, I feel like I don't have time really for anything else.
Yeah, because it is time consuming. It is. It's very time-consuming. You know, it's a 24-hour job being in the industry. So, yeah, you know, just being in the industry with kids, I mean, you know, it's all about time management, but at the same time, you really have to focus on what's important and what's going to make the bread first, and then you can go ahead and figure out, you know, if you want kids or not afterwards.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to do, just take care of my school, take care of my music, and eventually settle down and take care of the family life, so.
Cool. That's what's up. Hey, Palm, I see you did 6 mix CDs. Can you tell me a little bit about them? Like, what was your favorite one? I see you have a mix CD. You got one called, Apex Predator Season, One Tongue, Worldwide Takeover, Female, Can You Split Spit, Volume 1, Late Nose, Got First, Volume 2, Power Opportunities, Money and Emotion, and then Ladies First. So can you tell me a little bit about those mix CDs? Like you did, I see you did all of them in 2012. That's a lot of mix CDs in 2012. I hope you got me down to do host your next one, because I've never did anything for you. So I hope you got me down. Hey, you did some drops for me also, and we got the drops already ready to go. Now let me ask you a question. Can you tell us a little bit about those CDs? Do you know anything? Do you remember those? Since they should be fresh in your head since they're 2012.
Yeah, basically what it is people who was putting the CDs together, their mixtapes together, got in contact with me, like certain songs that they was hearing, or it's been people that's been following my music for a while. They kind of reached out, asked me to submit some songs to them, so I submitted some songs, and that's basically how I got placed on them.
You have a song, only a song that I'm looking at?
Yeah, some of them I'm just a featured artist on.
The one that's solely mine is the Power, Opportunity, Money, and Emotions. But, yeah, a lot of them I'm just a featured artist on. The one that's solely mine that, like I said, is just the Power, Opportunity, Money, and Emotions, which I just released. So.
Okay. Let me ask
you
a question.
But if I had to pick, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I got a quick question for you. Which one of these CDs is like a full CD on Palm, Young Palm?
That's solely mine is the Power, Opportunity, Money, and Emotions.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, the tracks that you're playing right now are from that mixtape.
Oh, okay, okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have any more mixtapes coming soon, or have you thought about it?
Yeah, I'm actually starting to write for my next one right now, and then the guy that you've been hearing on my features, which is Scythe,
yeah.
We're supposed to do a Bonnie and Clyde mixtape together sometime this summer. My
okay.
goal is actually to do those two first, but I'm trying to have, by the end of summer, I'm trying to have at least about four or five more mixtapes out. So.
Okay, I hear you talking, but are you going to call DJ Black Caesar to host one of them?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that now because you know DJ
Most
Black Caesar works really, really hard. I work hard for you because I work hard for everybody else, so why not work hard for a person that I'm hosting the Mix City? So we'll work really hard
exactly.
on that, and we'll get
exactly.
you out there, man. We'll do what we got to do.
Yeah, we most definitely can do that.
Cool, that's what's up. And my man DJ Holiday is somebody you should holler at also because DJ Holiday is doing for the Lolo right now. He's doing like you get one song – for about $100, and you know I'm even cheaper than that. I don't go nowhere near $100. I keep mine reasonable because you know I want people to work with me. I'm not saying they wouldn't work for me if it was $100 or more, but you know I just like to get the stuff going where it's all reasonable. I work for the blue collar worker, and the reason I say it is because everything is cheap that I do. You feel me?
Got you.
Yeah.
Definitely
so if you go there and look at my website, you'll see the packages. I just dropped the prices even more. I had a $50 package that I started out with. I dropped that down to $40. I had a $150 package that I dropped down to $125. So that's a little bit about what I do and basically how I make it affordable for an artist to afford it to get these packages because I got a couple of girls that work for me, and they're like, dude, why can't I sell any packages? I'm like, because you're not working that hard. They're like, dude, I'm working just as hard as you. I was like, now you're pretty in a zone because you're not thinking clearly. I don't know what you're doing, but you're not thinking clearly because you just said you're working harder than me. But anyway, I work really hard. I work around the clock, man. You know how I work. I know you see me. I'm not going to ask
yeah.
you if you see me because I know you see me. So I see
yeah.
you when you're up working late at night. I see you early in
yeah.
the morning. You're a hard worker. You're an artist that likes to do what she does.
Yeah,
like
I'm part of Team No Sleep. That's my motto.
Yeah,
I'm Team No
right.
Sleep
that's
over here.
The same motto I got. But the motto that I have is work, work, work. You can sleep when you die. That's my motto. I was almost close to that. Like last year, I had some strokes. I had about 6 strokes last year, and I went out for the count twice. So I think I was about to meet my maker, but he's fit for me to be here a little bit longer and do some more mix CDs for these people. So I'm still here. But about me, about you. Now, I see that you also, you said you're not a beauty queen. You're not out there to hustle your butt. You're not out there to look good. You're basically you're out there to put music out. You said you're not a beauty queen. You're not into the game for that. You're not you're not the average female hip hop artist. So you're not a sex symbol. That's what you said. And your bio.
Yeah, because I don't make music for the eyes. I make it for the ears.
Okay. Okay.
And
that's
so yeah, I don't think. I mean, if that's your niche and that's how you sell records, I don't knock that. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock that at all. Because everybody has they hustle and they grind on how they do things. But
yeah.
Me personally, I'm not. I don't have to put on a dress to sell records. Because what
right.
I'm saying and how I say it is going to command you to listen anyways. So if you're really about music, if you're really about seeing somebody be a sex symbol, then you need to be watching somebody else, because that's not going to be me. So that's
right. I got you. Yeah. Okay, look, man, I got another question for you, Palm. I know you've been in the game for a long time. Like, do you have a dance group? Do you have a dance squad? Do you have anybody when you do shows like to dance for you, or are you just a one act? So you're a solo act by yourself.
I'm a solo act by myself, and I bring people on stage to rock with me. That's how I rock.
Okay.
I flood the stage for everybody to be up there rocking with me.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, I guess you just about answered everything for me. I'm not even interested in talking to you anymore. I'm not going to ask you any more questions for a while. I'm going to let Vienna talk to you now. Vienna, I know you got more questions. Vienna, she likes to ask questions. That's what she does. That's what she likes to do. Vienna has a lot of stuff that she wants to know about you right now. I know she does, because I can feel it. I can feel it from New York City.
You can feel it from
Yeah, I can feel it. I know you're like, what is DJ Black Caesar going to ever let me talk? Well, I'm giving you the floor,
Vienna.
I'll let you talk.
I'm just listening. It's just that I'm very amazed because, you know, if you don't mind me asking, Paul, how old are you?
29.
Okay, now you have a woman that's 29 years old, has been in the game for a couple of years, doing her thing and doing it strong. Her lyrics are off the hook. I just finished watching your video. Going in and just listening to your music, it's just the flow is sick, man. I mean, you need to come to New York and take it to the streets, girl. You know?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to come to New York and do some things.
You really do. You need to come out here and really show, you know, expose that talent, because that's what it is. It's talent, and you have it. And it's explosive, you know. Like I was saying before, you're a beast on that mic. You're off the hook. I mean, like, it's just, you know, it's just amazing. Now, have you ever been out here to New York before?
I've been up there once to Brooklyn, but that's about the only time I've ever been up there.
Yeah, because you need to be out here, girl. You need to start promoting your stuff out here, baby girl, because, you know, this is where it's happening. Any other places that you're promoting yourself, you know, besides all the places that you had mentioned? Are you doing any type of international, or are you just staying, you know, with the U.S.?
I'm actually trying to go over international. I was actually setting up some stuff with a guy over in Europe. Once everything is finalized, I'm trying to go over there and do, like, maybe like a two-week, little kind of like a two-week tour over there in certain areas and then come back to the States, so...
Yeah, because, you know,
everything gets finalized.
Yeah, and, you know, and they love all this, you know, especially out there in Japan and out there in Europe, period.
Yeah, I've been in general. They don't have a lot of artists like we have artists here, so when they hear, like, the good music, like, they jump on it very quick overseas, very quick.
Exactly. And you will definitely blow up out there in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, especially with the lyrics that you have. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. Now, do you do your own music besides your lyrics? Do you produce your own music?
No, I actually have a couple of different producers I work with, but no, I don't produce myself. It's something I would like to learn. You know what I'm saying? Once I get more solid with my projects, get more projects out there and things like that, then I can kind of move into the production phase of it. But right now, no. I just work with a couple of different producers. So.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, what other projects are you working on? You know, besides the mixtapes and everything else like that.
Just say that one more time, I'm sorry.
No, I said, no. All I said was, you know, what other projects are you working on, you know, besides the mixtapes?
Just basically trying to go out and do shows. I actually will be in Baltimore this weekend for a Jagged Edge show. So I'm going out there to network and just get more of my music out there. Like I said, with the mixtape, it just dropped. So I'm trying to go out there and promote it.
I'm supposed to be going to Florida sometime, like, during the summer, maybe a little bit after the summer. I'm actually going to go back out to Indiana and do some shows and stuff like that. So right now my focus is, besides writing the new mixtape, just going out there and promoting the mixtape that's out now and doing shows to do that. So, and doing the footwork of doing that. So.
Okay, great. Now, are you planning on doing any tours anytime soon?
Me and a friend of mine from Baltimore was actually thinking about getting a couple of artists together, like real serious artists, and all of us pitching some money and just going and hitting different, like renting out the ventures ourselves and being compensated that way and promoting it. So once we find the right artist to get on that type of tour or something like that, that's when we're going to actually start executing it and stuff like that. We're just in the process of trying to find the artist now. So
right. Right. Now, are you going to make it, like, all hip-hop, or are you going to be mixing it in?
I would like for a mix, because then appeal to different genres and different people who come out to your shows. It's just not a solid hip-hop show. It can be an R&B and hip-hop show. It could be a rock and R&B show, or a rock and R&B, a rock and hip-hop. Like, just different artists. But at the same time, very serious with their craft and very serious with what they're trying to accomplish with their craft and within this music. So,
well, you mentioned rock, so I'm going to assume you listen to rock also.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said, you know, you mentioned rock music, and you know, do you listen to rock also?
I listen to all different types of music. I really don't try to, like, when I write and stuff like that, and I'm doing actual projects, I don't really listen to anybody because I don't want to pull and sound like anybody. But in my free time and stuff like that, I listen to all different types of genres of music.
Yeah, and that's good to be versatile. It's always good to be versatile because it's good because it helps you create yourself musically. And you're open-minded to all different types of genres, which is great.
It definitely is when you're doing music, because if you listen to one solid set of genre of music, you kind of start to sound like that one set of genre of music. You lose the versatility within you as an artist. So it's very good to, like, you know what I'm saying, tap into other things, not just have one solid sound. So it's very good to be versatile.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what about, okay, now let me ask you this, though. Now, would you ever see yourself rapping to a rock beat?
I would actually like to do a live show with a band, kind of like an unplugged, like the old unplugs that you used to see on MTV. Just have them sit behind me, kind of like an intimate setting, and have them play, and I just rock out on the mic. So,
yeah, because that would be hot, especially with your versatility and the way you rap. You know, because I can hear some drums in the background, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. That would be hot. That would be a really hot. That's what you would call the remix. You know what I'm saying? Because every great song gotta be remixed.
Not Above the Sky, but I think Caesar has the track. It's called It's My Life. It kind of has like a little bit of a rock feel to it, a rock with a hip-hop feel to it.
Cool, that's what's up. Our next song we're going to play there. That's what's up. I like that.
Yeah, and it shows that versatility, which is great.
I'm sorry. I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you were talking to me. I was doing something else, man. I was on Facebook.
You see, that's what happens when you know you ain't supposed to be on Facebook when you're doing a radio show. Boy, what's wrong with you?
I'm promoting the radio show. I mean, we gotta promote the radio show, man. So I'm still doing that.
I know. I ain't gonna front because I'm on Facebook too.
I know you are. I can't see you, but I know you're on. I know you are, man.
I'm in the mix.
I'm in the mix. Now, let me ask you something, Pope. Now, that video that you did is as far as going in. Who created that concept as far as the idea of the video?
I did. When I finished the song and I got to hearing it and listening to it more, I listen and watch a lot of different people's videos. And it's always about cars. It's always about, you know what I'm saying, the whole girls in videos, guys in videos. I just wanted something different. So I brought, where I'm from, they're known for motorcycle clubs and stuff like that. So I had people who were in the motorcycle clubs. I asked them whether they like to come out and be a part of the video. And a lot of people came out there and brought the bikes out. You know what I'm saying? Had a couple of different cars, but the shirt that I actually am wearing in the video, I wanted that to be a part of the video too, because a young guy just got murdered where I'm from, and that's why I have at the end of the video, I have the RIP to him, and I brought his family out there and just wanted them to be a part of it too. Just basically to rock with the people that support me the most, where everything started at, which is in Indiana. So that's basically why I went back out there to do the video.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so that's like you just went in on that video, and just the song itself, you know, you just went in. I'm like, you go, girl.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was also looking on your Facebook. You see, now let me explain something to all of y'all. I am a tattoo lover. I love tattoos. I don't have one personally because I have my reasons for it. My reason is, if you like, when I grow old and gray, 80 years old and wrinkly, I don't want my skin to be wrinkled and my tattoos are all messed up. Okay, but I love tattoos, and the tattoos that you have on your arms, they're off the hook. Now you have
stay in shape. I'm gonna say that. If you don't like tattoos, you don't want to be wrinkled and hanging down. Stay in shape. Don't let yourself drop down.
I will be wrinkled at the age of 80, Caesar. That's what I'm talking about.
No. You don't have to be. You don't have to be wrinkled at the age of 80. I know people that look great right now at the age of 80. I know a guy that's 90 years old, and he gets around like he's 34, 44, you know, right now. And these are people I go to church with. These guys, they're still in good shape, but they're like in their 90s, and they have tattoos, and they look good.
Do they really see now on myself? I don't know. It's probably a concept that I just created in my mind ever since, like, I don't know, for the longest. And I remember the old ladies all wrinkled up and stuff, and they had tattoos, and I'm like, oh, God, no, that's not me. It ain't going to be me. And I love tattoos, and I admire people with tattoos. I just love the art of it and the form of it. But one thing, Paul, on the tattoos that you have on your arms with the Chinese lettering, what are the significance of that?
Love, believe, and hope. And then on my other arm is purity, religion, strength, and courage.
You say, what's the significance of that? What's the significance of that, Paul?
I thought you asked what they meant. Just basically, I mean, I have hope. Always, you know what I'm saying, I believe in myself.
What's the significance of that?
What's that?
I said, I'm making for her. She asking you, what's the significance of that? And the significance is, you wanted them on your arm.
All my tattoos that I have, they have a meaning to me. Like the love, believe, and hope, that was kind of for like relationships. And then on the other arm is just for everyday life. The belief, the strength, or the eternity, the religion, the strength, and the courage. Because every day, everybody struggles with something, so you always got to have courage. You always got to have that strength, so and you always got to have faith. So that's why they're on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Are you planning on getting any more, or those it for you? That's it. Like you just said, that's it. I'm not getting any more.
Wow.
I'm kind of stuck right now, because I have 10 different tattoos, so I mean I'm not trying to be like completely tatted up. So, but a lot of my tattoos you don't see though on my upper arms and things like that. So, but a lot of them have to do with like my family. I have a mural on my upper left arm that is praying hands with a rosary.
And I have
Cross of the Crown.
Yeah, Cross of the Crown, that's from my grandparents that passed away. So everything that I have is some significance in my family or within my inner self. So.
That's what's up. That's
cool.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos, Caesar?
Yes, I do. I'm tatted up from the floor up. But I'm not gonna tell you what I have. I'm gonna take a picture and put them online like my girl Palm. She's doing that, so I'm gonna display mine for you guys soon. Everybody out there, DJ,
I'm gonna show my bare arm. How about that?
Huh?
I said I'm gonna show my bare arms. How about that? Yeah, I can go ahead and hopefully pour something on my arm. You know what I'm saying? Pretend it's a tattoo.
Wow.
Well, it's possible, and I'm good.
Dude, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see your bare arms. I don't, but hey, somebody
I'll draw on it. I'll draw a nice cartoon character and just take a picture, and I just washable, you know?
Right.
At least I know I won't get wrinkly when I'm 80.
Well, look, I'm going to say this. I'm on Facebook right now, but I'm going to say this, Palm. I'm going to ask you a question about another song. Let's see. Let me see what it is. I got quite a few songs for you right here. I have another song called Going. Can you let me know a little about that song right there called Going?
Going In?
Yeah, Going. I'm sorry. Going In.
Just whatever you do, it doesn't matter whatever you're doing, whether it's music, whether it's life, whatever, go in. Make sure you go in and you go at it the fullest.
Okay.
When I wrote the song, I kind of was in a situation where people were out here trying to prevent me from going in and trying to be on scheme type things and basically coming out with the haters, and that's why I made the song. Because I got tired of people saying certain things. Like, even when I made the video for Going In, right after I made it, a guy that I used to do music with that helped me, like, really get started in music and helped me, what kind of pushed me to do songs or whatever, he made a statement, which on the next mixtape I'll answer to that. But he made a statement once he seen me do the video and seen that I'm really, really serious with it, and they're kind of still stuck in the same position that they was in when I left. He made a comment and said that I was garbage and that I would never make it.
Really? Hold on. Back up for a minute. Somebody called you garbage? Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, so I was garbage, that I would never make it, that I'm a wannabe rapper. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, so I kind of on the mixtape.
Who was this guy that said that, Pop? You don't have to say his name. Is it somebody in the industry that said that?
He's like I said, he helped me start getting started with music. I used to do music with him, started rhyming with him.
Right.
And I chose to be the serious one and take my challenge further, and he stuck doing the same thing he was doing 7 years ago, which is nothing.
Right. Which being basically nothing, right? That's a good way to go.
Yeah. He drank his little Haterade for the moment, and yeah. That is a little comment, so I'm going to answer the response.
That's why he's on the radio. That's why you on the radio, baby, and that's why he not. Go ahead and do your comment.
Exactly.
That's right, girl.
Appreciate that.
So,
wow. Man. Well, look, I'm going to play that song. I have a 404. That's Atlanta, I think. 404, what do you got going on? What do you want to ask Young Palm? You got a question?
Yeah, yo, what's up?
What's up? Is this DJ Superstar Shorty?
Yeah.
What's going on, my man? Wow,
yeah.
What's going on, brother? You doing all right?
Doing great, man.
Hey, this guy right here on the phone right now, this is a real live superstar. This guy right here, you probably already know him. You guys probably already know him. His name is DJ. Hey, tell me your name, man. Tell me your name, because I want you to say it, because say it better.
It's DJ Superstar Shawty. Mr. Feng Shui.
Mr.
I know
Feng.
That name.
You know that? Mm-hmm. Do you know that name? Oh, Vienna, do you know that name? Vienna, do you know that name?
Do I know the name?
Yeah,
I've heard
of
it before.
This guy right here is an awesome artist, man. Hey, man, it's great to have you on our show, Fouché. I appreciate you coming in. I seen a question right by your name. Did you have a question, or you just let me know you're online?
Yeah, you know, so I'm just calling in, hit you up right quick.
I appreciate it, man. That's a lot of love right there, man. Hey, this guy right here, basically, you got a new video. What's your new video's title? What's the new video title, man? Can you tell me that?
DJ Feeling Myself.
DJ what now?
Feeling Myself.
Feeling Yourself. Okay. You guys need to check it out. Fouché has a YouTube. He's also on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook under... What's your name on Facebook? What's your URL?
Hit me up on Facebook at DJ Wright. Twitter at IMDJDJ. You can also hit me up on Instagram at IMDJDJ.
Hey, can you tell them how old you are, man?
Just turned 13.
Wow.
Happy
birthday, bro. Hey, when did you turn 13, man?
Huh?
When did you turn 13? This month? Okay. Happy birthday, late from us. We appreciate you telling us now. But hey, man, you're doing a lot of things. You got a lot of shows going on because I see you busy all the time. This is the busiest guy, little kid in entertainment, man. This guy has shows like all the time. He's doing his thing real nice, Paul. Hey, Paul, this is somebody you need to talk to get a song with. This guy right here, he can get you out there, help you out a little bit.
Most definitely.
So, hey, Fouché, I'm going to give you Palm's information. I'm going to text your information, if you don't mind, and let me know if you get it, all right?
All right.
Hey, we're going to get into one of Palm's songs right now, going in. Hey, Fouché, stick around and check it out, man.
I'm going in. Around my way, yo, these niggas stay scheming. Praying for my downfall, you niggas keep dreaming. Well, fuck it, I'm a leader, I'm about to lead the way. These niggas all in black and white, but talking in the shades of gray. I don't care what you phony motherfuckers say. You like the newspaper, switching stories every day. I got a new team, they say I'm a new bitch. I'm still the old me, I'm just on some new shit. Now everywhere I go, they treat me like the quarterback. My words is like a football, you know they run it back. These niggas in my way every time I touch down. I represent that two walk with that two down. I got them going back and forth, it's like a bit of war. Cause whenever they hear me speak, you know what they is fighting for. A diamond in the dirt and they say I'm just a town. Guess this is my kingdom, so I guess I'll tell my stopping ground. Popping champagne on my Ron Brown. But everything was all good just a week ago. Got my reasonable doubts, it got me speaking though. So tell me really now, do you know what's beef? It's when they run up on you, put it to your bitch deep. And now you're screaming to the police who shot you. All eyes on me, my ambitions as a rider. I guess sometimes it's just the way I am. My inner demons got me battling my inner stand. I guess more money comes more problems. Got the heat on my side and I know why. Run into the deep rug, 99 problems in my room ain't questioned. I'm going in.
That was real sweet right there. I really like that, man. I like that a lot.
I like.
Did you see the video for it? Caesar, you got to see the video for it. It's hot. It's off
the hook. You know what? I haven't seen the video for it, but I need to see the video for it. I think she sent that to, you sent that to me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen part of it, but I didn't see the whole video. I'm not gonna tell you that I've seen the whole video, but I did see ends and pieces of it because I think I had something going on at the time. But I will check that out tonight to see what's going on with that. I like to see you go in. I like to see that. Well, right now, what we need to do is we need to get those websites out there, the social networks you got going on. You need to tell the people how they can find you online right now, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Facebook.com/YUNGPOME. Twitter at officiallyphone. Reverb Nation.
Hold on for 1 second. I've been trying to find you on Facebook all day. Now, what is that again? Because I know we're friends, but I was looking for you to find some information on you. Now, I went to Young Palm. Young Palm. That's not your URL.
Facebook.com. It's facebook.com/YUNGPOME.
YU. That's what I did wrong. I was dialing YOUNG. Okay, I got you now. Okay, now what else you got?
I got Facebook, Twitter at officially poem, reverbnation.com/YUNGPOME, YouTube at the real poem, and I believe that's it. Yeah, and you guys can also follow me on Instagram at the real poem.
Okay. Okay. Is that it? You need to. That's it. That's all yet.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, what you need to do, I'm just gonna give you a little word of advice. What
you
need to do is.
Oh, you can find me on LinkedIn too, at Young Poem.
I was about to say that. That's what I was about to tell you. Because that is the next big thing coming up, is that right there. You got to check that out because they got a lot going on LinkedIn. Reverb Nation is great also. If you don't have one of those, you need to get one of those. I think that you already got one, right?
Yeah, Reverb Nation, yeah. I'm actually out here in my area of the ranking. I'm actually number one right now.
Oh, okay. That's great, man. That's great. I like that. Because I'm number one in Mississippi.
Yeah,
hey, I'm number one. Yeah, that's me. I'm that guy. Let me see how much time we got. Let me check it out right quick. We got 25 minutes to go, and we have a great audience right now. We got people listening on the internet. So do you have any things you would like to say to your fans and friends that are listening to you right now? You can go ahead and say it right now if you want.
I just want to say I appreciate everybody's support with the music and everything, personally, professionally, any type of support. Because when I do the music, that's what makes it all worthwhile. When somebody will come up and tell you that they can feel what you're doing or they support what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who continues to support from the bottom of my heart. It means truly a lot. Like, words can't even define and express how much it means.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You got a lot of people that like you, Palm. I like you, so you're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to go a long way. You got people helping you out, people pushing right behind you. So as long as you're doing that, you're going to make it, man. As long as you believe in God, you're going to make it also, because that's the first thing you got to do. You got to say, do I believe in God? Do I believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for you to wash your soul clean, then you're going in the right direction. So that's what I say to everybody. If you have a heart like that, you're going to go far in this business, because that's what it takes in this business. You got a lot of snakes out here, a lot of crooks who just want to make money, but they want to make money their way. They want to do it kind of crooked. They don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to help you out. They want to tell you they're helping you, and they're not really helping you. All they're doing is making money off of you. Those are the people I don't like to deal with. I don't like to deal with the snakes. I try to stay away from them. I try to keep my stuff clean, godly. So as long as you're doing that, you know, you're going in the right direction also. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Gidget, Sister Gidget, you still out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
You were following me your phone.
Hey, Season. Hey, Season.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Did you happen to get the It's My Life song I sent you as well?
You know what? I think I do. I have it right here, and that's the next song we're gonna play. No, I don't have that song.
Before you play that song, can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, can you hold on 1 second, please? Hey, Young Punk, I got Can't Be Beat. That's the song I got.
What is it called?
Can't Be Beat. Is that your song?
The folders, when I sent you the folders earlier, that was for Going In, Internet Gangsters, Above the Sky.
I got Internet Gangster. I got Going In and Above the Sky, and I got a song called Can't Be Beat.
Nah, it's supposed to be It's My Life.
Okay. It might be It's My Life. You know what? I don't know what it is. I think it's some song by somebody else. I guess I didn't get it loaded up. Let me look right quick and see if I have that song. I know you sent it because I remember seeing it. Hold on 1 second. Let me check my email account. Yeah. Go ahead and ask your question. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask your question, please.
Okay, I'm trying not to get this name. Is it Paul?
It's poem. It's just like you would be writing a poem.
P-O-M-E. That's her name.
Okay. I want to know, what would you tell or what would you advise up-and-coming artists who are young and they're trying to get into this business? What would you advise them to do in order to be successful in this business, to keep a level head in this business, to stay away from haters like the one you had? What would be your best advice?
Wow.
Basically, for anybody that's coming into the business, first and foremost, make sure you have a good support system behind you. Second, make sure that you have a tough skin, because there's going to be people that's going to criticize you, but don't never take it personally. There's always going to be somebody that could think that you can do better, or as long as you are self-satisfied with what you're putting out, nothing else should matter. As long as you as an artist are putting your heart and your 100% in what you're doing. But just always make sure that you have a good support system behind you and you have people behind you that know things about this business, because there's always going to be somebody that's going to sell you a dream, and it's going to sound good for that moment, but all, you know what I'm saying, all good things ain't really the truth. So that's how you have to look at it, because there's a lot of people. I've went through a lot of things where people have told me that they can do this for me or they can do that for me, and once I sit down after being sold that dream, you can do anything that the next person can do for you. So sometimes too, if you got that good support system behind you, and you have enough, you know what I'm saying, what's the word I'm looking for? You have enough confidence to do it yourself, and you feel like you can do it yourself. Take that step, because sometimes, I mean, the only thing you can do is learn as you go along, and that's what I've done. I've learned as I went along. So that would be pretty much my advice.
They also get into our
and make
like,
sure you
follow,
hit it, because it's always copyrighted.
Well, yeah, and also get the educational base in order for them to be able to manage their own business. So should they stray away from getting promotional agents and record labels to kind of run their business? Should they have a stake in the decision-making from the beginning? Is that the way
you as an artist should always have creative control? Don't never let somebody create your brand, because that's your brand. Basically, that goes back to the knowledge of it. Like I said, you can come in contact with people that will sell you a dream, and you'll come in contact with people who are really in music
because they have a love for it. So I would always go with them type of people who have the love for it, because they're going to be right there grinding and doing the next thing with you if they're not just sitting in the back and collecting the check like most people want to do. So just make sure that they know the ins and outs too. Like if you're going to deal with promotionals or you're gonna deal with labels, me personally, I wouldn't want to deal with a label. I would rather stay independent, build your brand as an independent brand, and then if you want to go to a label, you have something that you're bringing to the table. Because most labels now, if people don't know, they don't want to take a chance on an artist. They don't try to come and find
right.
you. So
that's right.
basically what you want to do. Yeah, you have to make sure that the product that you're pushing out, people are going to buy it. You have to push your numbers up. You have to, you know what I'm saying? You have to know about your brand. You can't just expect kind of build a brand and then hand it to somebody else and then get mad because they're not pushing your brand like how you want. You always have to be hands-on in every single thing that you do. I would, if you do want to go with promotional people, make sure that you're doing the same thing. You know every single aspect of what they're doing. Don't ever let a decision go by and you don't know about it.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being young, being talented, being educated, and being able. That's what I'm talking about. Represent, baby. That's all I'm saying. Represent.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're on top of it, Palm, because you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100% because I think I'm one of those people that basically just does it for the love of the music, and I do stuff for the love of the music. So I think I'm one of those people you were talking about. I don't do it just for a check. I don't do it just to get money. I don't do it for those reasons. I just do it for the help people out, to get you out there a little bit more so people know who you are, you know, just to make your music – make your music number one, man. That's what I look for. I like to get somebody on the charts. I got you on the charts before, but I like to get somebody on the charts. I like to get you on the charts, man. I like for you to see you do the Grammy Awards or walk down the red carpet, you know, do whatever you got to do. But I would like to see you succeed and what you're doing right now, and you're off to a good start. Just keep going like you're going, man, and keep God first, and you'll make it to the top. You feel me?
Always. But the one thing I always tell people, too, if you look at Mac Miller, a lot of people who ain't familiar with Mac Miller, he's an artist out of Pittsburgh. But he is an independent artist, and he has connections with Wiz Khalifa. But he's got at one point in time, he had the number one album in the country, and he's an independent artist and not signed to no major label. So if you can stay independent and you can put numbers up like that, I would definitely stay independent before I was signed to a label. Because a label is just there to basically, you know, get their check, and once if they feel like you can't bring something to the table, once you're done bringing what you need to bring to the table, they'll cut you loose quick, and then you're stuck back at square one. So that's why I say always build your brand, know what your brand is worth, know what you're worth as a person, as an artist, and can't nobody take that from you.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, look, Palm, somebody has a question for you. 662, go ahead with your question, please. 662 just hung up. They dropped the call. Well, that's it. I don't have anybody else with a question. Hey, look, if you want to ask a question, all you got to do is push 1 on your phone. That's all you have to do, and I'll see the question mark, and I'll call on you. But if you don't, then we're going to go to hey, look, I'm loading up a song right quick. I'm loading up this song that Palm was talking about. I didn't know you could do it while you're talking on air, man. But I figured I found something out that's going to be great for us. So we figured out that we can load up a song while we're on air. So I'm loading this song up. I got about 82 seconds to go. I got 82% loaded. So it's almost done. But, Palm, I would like to tell your audience, you got people listening to you, tell them like what Palm is, what her dream is, and what you're gonna do with all that money once you get it. I know you said you're gonna put it back into the community, but what is Palm gonna do with her portion of the money? Because I know you're not gonna put everything back in the community. If you do, then you really got a lot to learn. Because I would never do that. You gotta survive, man. So if you're gonna survive, you gotta survive. So basically, what are you gonna do with your portion of the money that you save for yourself?
Live comfortably and put it back into my music.
That's what I was hitting around to. Yeah, I like to hear that. When you say you're gonna put it back into your music,
invest
that's
it. That's definitely what you have to do. I don't want to be one of the people who get caught up in the success and the fame part of it. So my first big check, like I said, I would put some back into the community. I would make sure that my family is taken care of, and then invest. Because music ain't, a lot of people think music is forever. Music is not forever. You're only as hot as your next
project
that's written.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Basically what it is. Make sure that my brother and sister are able to go to college and they're afforded good opportunities. That's my main focus.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Deanna, did you have anything you want to ask Palm real quick before we go to our other song?
No, not at all. She basically answered everything that I wanted to ask her afterwards. But no, everything is great. I totally agree with her as far as with the music industry and what she said. So I'm good.
Cool. That's what's up, man. Well, I guess, hey, good. Gidget, do you have another question for her? Because you seem to be real good at this. So we're going to bring you and make you part of this team because you're doing your thing. You're asking those fantastic questions out there. Do you have another fantastic question you'd like to ask for Palm?
I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. And
okay.
As you know, I'm a mother of three children that are probably even older than you. So what I want to say is that
older than Palm.
Older than Palm, not you.
I know how old I am. If you got kids that old, you must be Mother Nature because you still look like that and talking like that.
No, but I just want to keep you encouraged, Poem. I want you to stick to your guns. I want you to remain who you are. Never lose yourself. Always be that example because, to me, already you are someone to be admired and someone for young people to look up to and follow. So just keep going in the direction that you're going in. And in a year or so, I'll see you on the Grammys. My name is Gidget, so give us a shout out when you get your Grammy.
I definitely will.
Hey, you can't do that.
I appreciate the support so much.
Let me take out
Okay. I'm sorry. That person on the phone with the noise, 662, I think you got a question. Do you have a question, 662?
No, man, I just got a comment, man. You know, I just listening.
Go ahead, make your comment, brother.
Yeah, I just am tuning into y'all, and I was listening what the lady was saying, you know. And I just want to tell the young guy, look, be yourself. In the game, it's a lot of mix-ups in the game, so just be yourself and just do your things, you know.
Always. I can never do nothing less.
Thank you.
Know,
that's what I'm saying, man. You know, I just happy a young man trying to do his own thing, you know. So that's all I try to say.
Hey, let me say something to you, caller. You sound like your dad, like, is here from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you missed the song. I had a song for you earlier. Have you heard GT Shottas?
No, man.
Okay. This is a young lady on the phone right now, brother. You probably didn't know, but this is a young lady right here. Young Palm is her name. Hello?
Yeah.
He probably can hear you.
Who?
Yeah, okay. 662. 662.
Yeah, I'm listening, man. I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay, you can't hear me. Okay, can somebody else tell him that this is a young lady? Vienna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Can you let the caller know what I was talking about? I think he was calling her a young man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. It's a female. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I just tuned into the station, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, brother. It's no hard feelings, man. I just want you to know this young lady.
Enough respect, man.
She goes real hard, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, enough respect to that, man. You know?
Yeah, thanks a lot, caller. I appreciate that.
All right. Y'all hold it down.
I'm about to go on to this song right here by Young Paul. It's Live by Young Paul, baby.
Ready?
Muscle March 6th. That was the day I took my first breath and made it. I know, mama, I know we had it hard. We picked up the hand we was dealt. We played our cards so. Some people thought I had it easy, but I had it hard because of situations now I'm bruised with eternal scars. And nothing what I do seems to ease my pain. That's why in my life I never see the sun but pouring rain. But who's to blame for all my pain and my shame? Through all my adolescent mistakes, playing this game. Me messing up is like a chemical in someone's brain. Got to smoke a Dutchie just to get by and maintain. To get me in my right mind frame. And ain't nothing about that ever gonna change. So on that note, you know I always gotta move forward. I can't no longer dwell in the past. I can't afford a show. My father would have never known. Wasn't there as a child or to see that I'm grown. Or call me on the phone just to see if I'm okay. Or to ask me, baby girl, hey, what we gonna do today? I don't know, daddy, I just never got to say. I wish things, Yoda, could have went a different way. The cards was dealt, it was my destiny. I already gave you half, so I'll give you what's left to me. And I would pick up the phone and I would always call. You didn't answer, all you did was ignore them all. It's okay, pop, pop, I'll leave for all the bullshit you did and what I've been through. I can't keep holding grudges through my whole life. Cause in the end, I'm the only one that pays the price. I'm giving you a piece that is on my mind. I'm giving you the thoughts that I feel inside.
Kimberly Smith is into it right now. She's listening. She's checking your music out. Everybody likes your music, man. So you got a lot of people out there that are listening to you, about to be a fan of you. So you're about to make a fan out of them, rather. I'm sorry. So you got a lot of people out there checking you out right now. They're all saying the same things about you. So you must be hot. I bet you are hot. So the audience is liking you. And you got one guy that's telling me to call him up. I don't know what for, but I guess he wants to talk about you or something. Let's see. You got a lot of people out there making comments about you. So you're already famous, man. So I like that. So Tico Moore is talking about you right now. And Daphne, she's listening to your music right now. Daphne Dangerfield's checking you out. So everybody thinks you're hot, baby. They all like you, what you got going on. So keep doing your thing, and let me see how much time we got. We got about 3 minutes left. Does anybody else have a question for Paul? Because I'm sorry.
I got something I want to say.
Yeah, don't ever interrupt me like that, but that's cool. Go ahead and say it.
I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to say this. I'm about to go. I have to go because, see, I don't have no more battery on my phone.
Oh, okay, but okay, babe. Sorry, I'm sorry.
But I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I'm not a hip-hop lover. There are very few hip hop artists that I like, and I'm telling you, Pawn, with all sincerity, I love your music. I'm praying that we'll get a legacy of music out of you. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Represent. You gonna be up and coming queen of hip hop music in a minuet. You hear me? Trust
I
that.
I appreciate that so much. Pawn,
AUTO Matic, baby. And Caesar, Deanna.
Yes, ma'am.
My father needs one more time and might hang up, but I love you all. I will talk to you all tomorrow. DJ Caesar, I'll talk to you after the show, but give me a minute to charge my phone. Pawn, good night. Nice meeting you. Love your music. Love you.
It's very
DJ
nice meeting you and talking to you.
Thank you.
Cool.
And Deanna, I'll talk to you in a minute as well, but let me get some batteries
on the
phone, y'all.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, baby. Okay, we're down to a minute now. Paul, thanks for coming to the show tonight. We had a great time with you. You're a great artist. We had a great time. I don't know about Viviana, but I had a great time.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Paul. I love your music.
Very nice.
You're very inspirational to everyone. And I just hope we can have you again.
Yes, I look forward to it.
And thank you guys so much for having me and supporting me.
Okay, guys. Well, we got 60 seconds. You can check Young Palm out on Facebook, Twitter, or URL is what on Facebook, Palm?
Facebook.com/YUNGPOME. You can hit me on Reverb at the same thing, YUNGPOME. Twitter at officially Palm and LinkedIn at Young Palm.
That's what's up. You can check me out on www.caesarradio.com. You can check our show out on there also. Check us out. We got a lot going on. Come in next week for our show. We're going to have, let me see who we're going to have this week. We're going to have Lala. No, we're going to have, Lala and Limelight. Those are people in the house next week. Limelight and Lala. Lala's a model and Limelight is a promotional agency. You guys know him. He's out of Chicago. We got 10 seconds left, guys, so everybody have a good night. God bless you all, and peace, love, and chicken bones. What's up?
And make sure you get that mixtape on deathtip.com.
Yeah. You heard her. Check her out on deathtip.com. Hey, guys, check her out on deathtip.com. All right. Well, that's the show. If you guys want to talk now, it's already done recording, so we're done recording right now. That's the end of the show, and I'm going to end this show and say thanks. We appreciate you coming back. Hopefully we'll have you again. Hey, man, it was great, man. We had a good time.
We really had a good time. Thank you.
Cool. Hey, Deanna, I'll call you back in a minute.
All right, you got it.
Okay, baby, we'll talk later.
All right.
Mom, have a good night.
You too. Thanks again.
All right.